Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to University of Houston Muslim Student Association's first ever podcast show. The vision of this podcast is to educate the UH Muslim community about contributing members to our ummah, inform proper dialogue and response to contemporary issues and incidents, and to raise social awareness of our worldly knowledge to better ourselves as Muslims in creating social impact. Today's episode is on the history and vision of MSA from past to present. We are joined by Dr. Mazhar Qazi, father of Sheikh Yasir Qazi, by phone interview, and the current MSA president, Mishal Siddiqui. Welcome to the show, Michelle. How are you doing?
Welcome, Salam Wasik. I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. Awesome, of course. So tell us a little about yourself for people who do not know. You know, what's your major? What are you studying?
Right. So I'm in my third year. I'm a biology major. I'm on the pre-med track, and I got involved with MSA pretty early on in college. I was really involved in high school, and so when I got to college, I found my place here at UH-MSA. I was pretty overwhelmed by the size of it and just kind of how there's such a strong community here that helps you become comfortable with your Muslim identity, and I think that's what really got me involved with MSA. And now this is my second year as officer, and I'm president now.
So. That's amazing. That's amazing. So in the beginning, were you a different position within MSA, and then you rose to president? So what made you decide that you want to take an extra leadership role within MSA?
Yeah, so when I became an officer in my second year, I was outreach director. And I would have never thought that I would choose to become president my third year, but the opportunity presented itself. And after a lot of debate, honestly, and a lot of deliberation, I decided that this is definitely something that I wanted to do some point in my life. And sometimes when we get opportunities, they don't present themselves again if we say no to them. So I thought, even though, you know, it'll be a lot of work on me and a lot of definitely kind of a shoe, like some big shoes that you have to fill, I decided it was time. And so that's why I decided to take the role on.
Definitely. So with Dr. Mazhar Qazi, we had him by phone interview, and he mentioned that, you know, when he created MSA, at that time, he had many opportunities where he went out in the community and he presented Islam and propagated its message.
I came here in 1963, and at that time, I was the first Muslim, rather conscious Muslim, who joined the University of Houston. The first year, I tried to find out who is here from this Islamic country. So I found a group of Persian and a few Arabs. So I started having the MSA chapter. And it was just me alone because nobody was there. But it was a very big surprise for Texan University to have an MSA. So it was something like a pride for the university. So whenever any important person will come to university, they will invite me to represent the MSA.
This far in your experience in MSA for 2-3 years, and especially while being president, has there been any opportunities where you have taken on another role where you want to convey Islam directly or through da'wah?
For sure. There's been a lot of opportunities. I think primarily through the interfaith program that we have here at the Dawah table. That's when you kind of that's the kind of only one of the only opportunities where you communicate with people of other religions, sometimes atheists. And that's when they truly have some questions about Islam, and you really have to know how to answer them. You know, within MSA, everybody's Muslim. You don't get a lot of questions about Islam. You don't get kind of a big opportunity to represent Islam necessarily vocally, but at the Dawah table definitely is the opportunity that I got to represent that. Also, recently at the Kashmir event that we did, that was definitely a chance where I kind of had to step up and represent on behalf of the Muslims at U of H, and because there was a lot of different groups of people there, and I think that was a time when I had to do that for sure.
So this is Dr. Qazi's response when I asked him what is the main purpose and vision of MSA as he found it.
The Quran says, "Bakalalika jalnakum ummatan wasatan litakunu shuhada 'ala an-nas wa yakuna ar-rasulu 'alaykum shahida." We have made you the justly balanced ummah so that you could be Allah's witness to mankind, as the Prophet is witness upon you. So a Muslim cannot go to a non-Muslim country unless he becomes a witness for the mankind. So it was my duty, as a Muslim, I propagated the, my duty, put it this way, and merely accepted. But I'm very happy that hardly there were, most of the churches called me and I could give them the message of Allah to them. It was my duty to do that as a Muslim. And what? Let me add one thing else. A group of Fuqaha says that it is not acceptable for a Muslim to live in a non-Muslim country except for propagating the message of Allah. So I try my best to justify my stay in a non-Muslim country. So later on in 1965, I went to the printing department of the university and I printed big advertisement, brother, that the first Eid Salat will be held on this and this day in this line in the university center. And I was so surprised to see that I was the only person there with two more boys. And the first Eid Salat was held in Houston with two Muslims and myself. And then the second Eid Salat took place in the house of Dr. Yazdi. There were 14 persons there. And the third Salat was held again at the University of Houston. That I led the prayer for 30 students or so. That was my first experience.
First of all, I think it's mind-blowing that Dr. Ghazi started MSA here in 1964. That's a year before the Civil Rights Act. So that's a time when there's colored bathrooms. It's a very segregated society. And for him to come and have a vision strong enough to start an MSA with just like a few people, I think that it's incredible. And his original purpose, like he said, was to spread the word of Islam, and he felt like it was his right to be a witness of Allah. And I think that's very noble. And I think that's it's important that we continue to do that today. And I think that we do, and we try to continue that, especially with things like Dawah Table and just being here on campus and having such a large presence. You know, now it's not just three people, it's thousands of people, I would say, Muslims on campus. And so I think it's important that everybody hears that this was the original purpose and that's why we started it. Because it's important to keep that going and remember that we're in this non-Muslim country and it's kind of our responsibility, like you said, to convey and portray Islam.
Mm-hmm. So when he founded MSA, you know, with just two other people, three including him, and at that time in the midst of the civil rights movement and colored bathrooms and whatnot. And so here we are today, and UH is recognized as the number two most diverse school in the nation. Do you think that the diversity we have today presents another challenge where MSA has to adapt to now? Because now you have students, you know, who are Shia and Sunni. Now you have students, you know, who are Arab and from the South Asian region and from, you know, Africa, and even born, raised, second generation immigrant students here. And so now we have a whole new dynamic of youth, of Muslim American youth who are in this country. So do you think that MSA has any new challenges where they have to adopt their ways of da'wah, of fulfilling this mission of being witnesses unto mankind, as stated in the Quran?
Yeah, I think there's definitely the clear challenge that's present there is the fear of getting divided, you know, between all of our different nationalities, all our different backgrounds. It can easily become a very segregated society, just as it was in the past, but in a different way. Because back in Dr. Ghazi's time, you know, when there's only four Muslims total, three or four Muslims total, it's easy to stay together.
Well, the MSA should be, first of all, a platform to gather the Muslims of different ethnic background and having different fiqh on one platform, because people know us as a Muslim, whether you are Sunni or Shia, whether you are Bareilvi or Sunni and so on and so forth. So if you can organize that group, then you get some recognition by the community and by the common man also.
Now when we have so many and so many different just ethnicities, I think it's easy to get caught up in our own groups. And that's what I think is so beautiful about MSA, kind of connects everybody, and there's no other student organization that I think connects people across so many different backgrounds and ethnicities and races. So that's really, I think that's really awesome. And there's actually a Quran verse, hold tightly to the rope of Allah. I think that's something that we should remember often when we're, you know, in MSA, when we're interacting with different groups. We should remember we're all Muslim, and that it's important for us to stay together.
Last question is that if there was one advice that you would give to the current MSA president or the current MSA student body as a whole, what would it be?
Well, ask them to come to a happy mean and get the blessings of this society and this physical facility which I present to you. But your goal in life is to have Allah's pleasure. That by your action, by your attitude, and by your smile, you should be a model for Islam.
How do you think today MSA can be role models of Islam in our generation in 2020?
Right. I think in 2020, it's important for us to speak out in our community. It's important for us not to just sit back and remain among ourselves and not really interact with non-Muslims or people of different backgrounds. I think it's important to get involved, get civically involved, you know, fight for causes in the community that are important to everybody, and show people what Islam is really about. You know, the message of Islam is, it's very clear, it's peace. And in this day and age, that's a major, it's a major misconception. And I think we should get involved in our community. I think we should show people what Muslims are really like. And, you know, it can't be done just sitting among ourselves. So I think it's really important to just reach out.
What do you think is, do you want to leave behind as your personal legacy in MSA for the organization? And what advice would you give to the current, to the president of MSA in the year 2070, 50 years from today?
Okay. So me personally, I'd like to see that, you know, we have so many Muslims on campus that I see aren't involved in MSA for whatever reason, just because they don't feel connected to it. They feel like it's a very all-day-see type of organization, or for some reason they just don't feel comfortable with it. And I want to try to involve more and more people in MSA, because in MSA I found that there's something for everyone. Whether it's, you know, some people are in MSA where they only participate in showdown basketball, some people are only participating in education classes, but in any case I want everyone to find something in MSA that they like and get them involved in it, because I think it's very important that we as Muslims don't shy away from being Muslim, and we stand up and be confident in that. And I think that can only be done as being together as a community, and that's what MSA does. So I, before my term is over as president, I would like to see that more people are involved, more people are comfortable with it, and we're all just more unified. I think something that in 2070 I'd like to, the advice I'd like to give to the president is stay true to your roots, because just like Mazhar Qazi said, the original purpose was to spread the word of Islam to the community. So it's really important that we stick with that message and just continue creating that space safe for Muslims.
The good thing is that for the first time in Texas, there was a chapter of MSA, and the university was very proud to have a chapter of MSA. And I was exposed to all the activity that took place at the university as a multicultural, multi-religion kind of activities.
I think it's important for UH students to know UH alumni and those who have came through the organization from its founding until now. The MSA, Muslim Student Association, is an institution which was created for Muslims to gather on campus and have a collective jamaat in a way where we can come together, have different activities, where we can understand and instill the principles of Islam within us, and then serve the community and propagate this message. And I truly have seen, you know, from Dr. Qazi's interview, you know, the things that he did on campus, and we're still continuing those various forms of dawah with our dawah table, our education classes, and numerous activities that cater to our students. And I think this is a way where students who are not involved, you know, as a call to action, find your niche within MSA. It's an open space for all. It's a way for Muslim students, regardless of your background, regardless of your sect, there's nothing that is stopping us to be to come together. So with that, Thank you for your time, and thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys on the next show. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.